Understanding of her perspective on the pregnancy, emotional as well as physical, is essential to understanding how you will react. It was precisely this perspective that Jennifer Ash, along with my wife and hundreds of other expectant and new mothers I've interviewed over the years, provided. Throughout the process of writing the book, all of these women contributed valuable information and comments, not only about what pregnant women are going through, but also about the ways women most want men to be involved, and the impact that involvement has on the entire pregnancy experience. A note on structure. Throughout the book, I try to present straightforward, practical information in an easy-to-absorb format. Each of the main chapters is divided into four sections as follows. What's going on with the baby? You can't very well have a pregnancy without a baby, right? This section lets you in on your future child's progress from sperm and egg to living, breathing infant, and everything in between. What's going on with your partner? Even though this is a book about what you, as an expectant father, are going through during pregnancy and how you can best stay involved, it's critical that you understand what your partner is going through and when. For that reason, we felt that it was important to include in each chapter a summary of her physical and emotional pregnancy experience. What's going on with you? This section covers the wide range of feelings, good, bad, and indifferent, that you'll probably experience at some time during the pregnancy. It also describes such things as the physical changes you may go through, your dreams, your changing values, your relationships with other people, and the ways the pregnancy may affect your sex life. Staying involved. While the What's Going On With You section covers the emotional and physical side of pregnancy, this section gives you specific facts, tips, and advice on what you can do to make the pregnancy yours as well as your partner's. For instance, you'll find information on how to help your partner eat right and exercise, guidance on how to start a college fund for the baby, valuable advice on getting the most out of your birth classes, great ways to start communicating with your baby before he or she is born, tips on finding work-family balance. Here's a hint, there's actually no such thing, but with planning, you may be able to get close. And sprinkled throughout, you'll find suggestions for how to be supportive of your partner and how to stay included at every stage of the pregnancy. The Expectant Father covers more than the 9 months of pregnancy. We've included a detailed chapter on labor and delivery and another on cesarean section, both of which will prepare you for the big event and how best to help your partner through the birth itself. Perhaps even more important, these chapters prepare you for the often overwhelming emotions you may experience when your partner is in labor and your child is being born. We've also included a special chapter that addresses the major questions and concerns you may have about caring for and getting to know your child in the first few weeks after you bring him or her home. If someone hasn't bought them for you already, I'd recommend that you rush right out and get copies of The New Father, A Dad's Guide to the First Year, and Fathering Your Toddler, A Dad's Guide to the Second and Third Years. These books pick up where this one leaves off and continue the process of giving you the skills, knowledge, confidence, and support you'll need to be the best possible dad. They're both available as physical books and as ebooks. Toward the end of this book, there's a chapter called Fathering Today, in which you'll learn to recognize and overcome the many obstacles you may encounter along the road to becoming an actively involved dad. As you go through the expectant father, remember that the process of becoming a dad is different for every man and that none of us will react to the same situation in exactly the same way. You may find that some of what's described in the What's Going On With You section in the third month chapter won't really ring true for you until the fifth month, or that you already experienced it in the first month. I've tried to tie the ideas and activities in the staying involved sections to specific stages of the pregnancy. But hey, it's your baby, so if you want to do things in a different order, knock yourself out. A quick note on terminology: wife, girlfriend, lover, he, she. In an attempt to avoid offending anyone, which is an approach I've discovered usually ends up offending everyone, we've decided to refer to the woman who's carrying your baby as your partner. And because your partner is just as likely to be carrying a boy as a girl, we've alternated between he and she when referring to the baby, except where something specifically applies to boys or girls. Hospitals, doctors. Not everyone who has a baby delivers in a hospital or is under the care of a medical doctor. Still, because that's the most frequent scenario, we've chosen to refer to the place where the baby will be born as the hospital, and to the people attending the birth, besides you, of course, as doctors, nurses, medical professionals, or practitioners.